Each month, our locally made series shines a light on local artisans who create a wide array of products for residents in our listening area and beyond. Today, we visit the owner of an illustrative paper goods and homeware store that's helping customers add zest to their nest. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
During pregnancy, mothers-to-be often find themselves with a list of tasks to accomplish in preparation for their baby's arrival. They need to assemble a crib, purchase clothing, and perhaps even decorate a nursery. When Springdale resident Stacy Bloomfield became pregnant with her first daughter, she had trouble finding art she liked for her child's nursery. Because of her background in graphic design, Stacy's husband suggested she make her own art.
And at first I was a little nervous to make my own artwork, but you know, I just drew a couple of pieces and he said they were really good and he said you should try to sell them online. And so at the time it was a really big investment. I saved up for a $400 printer and I was thinking I will never recoup the cost for this, to sell enough prints to be able to pay for this printer. But we did it and we opened a little online Etsy shop. And it kind of took off from there.
Today, that little suggestion has blossomed into a 5-year-old company called Gingerbur. Based in Springdale, Stacy illustrates animals for art prints, pillows, tea towels, magnets, and tote bags that can be found online or in boutique shops across the U.S. as well as in other countries such as Belgium, France, Australia, Japan, and Italy. Her company's unique name originated in a college graphic design class. Students were instructed to create a brand about themselves, and Stacy sought inspiration by flipping through an old Latin dictionary.
At the time with typography, I was really into this font with lowercase g's because I'm kind of a nerd. And I saw the word gingerbread, and it's old Latin for ginger. I was like, well, that sounds kind of fun. So I went with it then. And then years later, when I started my company and was selling online on Etsy and I had to come up with a brand name, I was kind of just like, old fallback, let's just run a gingerbread. And then I realized later, hardly anyone could pronounce it. So now I have to explain that it's gingerbread. It's like ginger with an extra ib in the middle. But it's kind of just a fun word, and now I have it trademarked, you know. But it's nice. It doesn't pigeonhole us into any particular industry, so we can kind of grow and expand into homewares and more children's wares without feeling like, you know, stuck.
Stacy began by creating art prints to sell, and she found that her bright graphic designs and use of patterns appealed to more than just parents-to-be. Requests to print her images on pillows or tea towels made Stacy realize that her audience may be bigger than she originally thought. Today, she has a line of pillows that are shaped like the brightly colored animals that are printed on them. She has a round pink pig and a keen-looking orange fox, among others. The reverse side of the pillows feature gingham and plaid pattern fabrics in varying colors. When deciding to expand her offerings, Stacy says it was important for her to create products she would genuinely want to use herself.
So when I was thinking about pillows, I was actually thinking about when I was a little girl and I had all these little craft kits with shaped pillows that were in the shape of whatever the illustration was. And I had them on my bed and I thought, you know, that is something I'm still thinking about as an adult. It was kind of fun and creative, a different approach to just a square pillow. So that's kind of why I made these shaped pillows. And then I found like adults were putting them on their couches too, and the people were decorating their nurseries with them. So I was like, that's a win. And then I really love to cook and be in the kitchen. And so when it came to like looking at tea towels, I was like, that's kind of a no-brainer. So we went with these really great oversized flour sack cotton tea towels, and they're made in the U.S. And then we did a huge oversized illustration on them. A lot of tea towels have a really small illustration in like the lower corner, so when it's folded over, you know, you can just see that bit of an illustration. But I like really nice big graphic illustrations, and I have a lot of college kids who shop from me, and they love to hang them on their dorm room walls because it's kind of a nice inexpensive way to get a fun like a bit of artwork on your wall. Because large artwork tends to be more expensive.
The Springdale-based company has hit a couple of milestones just within the past few months. In May, Gingerbur launched a greeting card line at the National Stationery Show in New York. And last week, Stacy launched a bedding line that was produced in partnership with the Land of Nod, Crate & Barrel's children's company.
I got really brave one day, and I just looked up the email address to the head of the company of the Land of Nod, and I sent her an email, and her name's Michelle, and I said, Michelle, it's been a dream of mine to work with your company, and I will pretty much do anything to work with you. Hope I didn't sound too desperate. But within like a week, she replied and said, yes, absolutely, we want to work with you. And I was just floored.
Stacy is working on a number of projects with the company, who is responsible for manufacturing products featuring her designs. As part of the licensing deal, Stacy receives a percentage of the sales. So far, the local artist has found the company to be very encouraging and receptive to her ideas.
The thing about the Land of Nod, which is different about a lot of companies and why I wanted to work with them in the first place, is they're really, really great at celebrating the artists they work with. Every product that they have is almost designed by another illustrator, and they have a little bio with every product to let you know that Gingerbread made this product or whoever else designed it made this product. And with a lot of companies, you know, they don't necessarily celebrate the artists they work with. So the Land of Nod is an amazing company for partnering with illustrators.
If Gingerbread owner Stacy Bloomfield had her way, she says she would be creating several other products. However, production is one of the hardest parts of her small business. All of Stacy's products are made in the U.S., her pillows, for example, are hand-sewn in Arkansas by herself as well as by a couple of seamstresses. She's looking for another one, by the way. When sourcing materials, Stacy says it's sometimes difficult to find U.S. manufacturers who can produce the smaller quantities she needs for the right price point. When things are made in America, they tend to cost a little more, she says, because you have to think about a living wage for the person making it. Production can be cheaper overseas, and Stacy actually had a conflict with a South Korean company a few years ago. At that time, it was brought to her attention that the company had taken one of her designs, as well as the designs of other artists, and was mass producing them at a fraction of the cost that she could.
So every sale that they had was a sale money that wasn't going in my pocket, and I'm the artist who created this product, and you know, it hurts your brand, and it hurts your feelings a little bit, because it's very personal whenever you're a small artist working and making everything yourself. So in terms of trying to keep it local and make it here, I mean, you have visibility on who's making it, you have a little bit of control over where it's going, and you know, that's important to me.
Stacy says instances like this can be difficult to battle in court because overseas copyright laws aren't the same as they are here in the States. The Springdale illustrator addressed this challenge through the use of a social media campaign. Though she never received any monetary restitution, the head of the company issued an apology to the artists and pulled the products from the production line. Stacy is working with a lawyer now to copyright her images in case she finds herself in a similar situation in the future. For now, Stacy is all about looking forward. She wants to work in the downtown Springdale area and has an eye on a property for the company's headquarters. She's also considering expanding Gingerbread's stationery line to include products like journals and gift tags. Reflecting on the first 5 years of her company, Stacy says she feels fortunate to have lucked into a career that she enjoys so much.
And I think, you know, a lot of people don't have that happen. I mean, I've known from a really young age that art is what I've wanted to do. So many people don't get to do what they love to do when they're children. And I think it's kind of amazing that, you know, I've had kind of that passion since I was little, and it's kind of exploded now. And in terms of growth, I feel really blessed. I feel like I've met the right people who've really helped me kind of take it to the next level. There's been a lot of encouragement from my family. That's probably, I can't not say enough about them, especially locally, my husband's family's here, and they've been real cheerleaders for me and very helpful. And I do have two children with a third on the way, and so it's hard to balance it all out with the kids. But, you know, whenever you have friends and family kind of in your corner, it makes a huge difference.
Locally, you can find Gingerbread products at Shindig Papery and at both locations of the Mustache Goods and Wares. For more information or to place an order online, visit Gingerbread, that's GINGIBER.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.